During the 2005 riots on the housing estates outside Paris, one British newspaper reportedly ran a headline, "Riffraff go into battle over French history." But how much of a link can be made between the legacies of France's colonial past and the myriad issues around immigration that the country faces today? For historian Benjamin Storer, France's colonial history is certainly one element in trying to understand present-day tensions around immigration, social cohesion and identity.
Oui, bien sûr, parce que ce qui pose problème dans la société française.
Yes, of course. Since the problem when we talk of immigrants or foreigners in France, we are not talking about all immigrants or foreigners. It is not the Polish, it is not the Spanish, it is not the Italians, it is not the Portuguese. We are talking about North Africans and West Africans. Everybody knows that. So the two sources of immigration which pose a problem when we speak about it in French society are the ex-colonies, North and West Africa. This is what we call the post-colonial immigrations, which have been poorly accepted in French society up until this day by the children who are in fact French. They feel themselves left behind, that they are the victims of racism, to be unable to find work because of their history, because of what they've lived through. They feel racism, whether it be right or wrong, but they have that feeling there. They live everything that way. And it is really very complicated, since they think that colonial history is continuing on to the present day. It is the continuation of history. They feel, and this is perhaps wrongly sometimes, that they are living something that their grandfathers or fathers even had lived through, and that history never stops. And this is perhaps not reality, of course. It is a feeling. Racism does exist in France, for sure, but France is not a colonial society. They don't know what it means to be a colonial society. A colonial society exterminates the indigenous people, so there are no more left. There is, however, a certain racism, and a very real racism. The situation is tense. It is complicated due to that particular question.
Donc, la situation est tendue, elle est compliquée par rapport à cette question-là.
There is too a sensibility of people. I have young teachers which are North African origin, but they feel themselves perfectly French. It's not a problem. It's largely a problem of social position.
Au fond, si je prends par exemple les Antillais.
Basically, if we take, for example, the French West Indians, they were of course descendants of slaves, but does their identity of today rest firmly on that filiation, or does it rest on other elements, like social or cultural bonds? I think that there is a choice here, a choice of identity. This is a political or ideological and not necessarily an imposed filiation. An individual choice in the end. I can identify myself as a descendant of slaves, while I can perfectly identify myself in a different way. I would like to say by that, that all the youth, 18 years of age, can enroll to vote, have the same civic, social and cultural rights as all the others. The differences are less, and of course, I don't say that there isn't any racism. I wouldn't dispute that, but the differences are really social. So one chooses to concentrate on aspects of identity rather than something else, social position. And the Marxists spoke of a position of classes, which I know that this word is starting to disappear, but I believe it still has some virtues. So we have a choice. Outside these groups, who are extremely few, even if very noisy, and even if they find media coverage way and above their actual importance, is French society post-colonial, or is it rather living a period of the post-war economical boom? Are the problems that France encounters today tied with its colonial past, or rather to the economic depression since 1973? This crisis had been quite original, and unlike any past crisis, it has destroyed a whole section of society, like the migrants or descendants of migrants, because they occupy the most fragile positions in the society and have been the first and principal victims.
Les principales et les premières victimes.
These are the sounds that you hear on entering Paris's newest museum. The Cité Nationale de l'Histoire de l'Immigration, or the National Museum of Immigration, just opened its doors to the public late last year. Its brief is to document, interpret, and exhibit the history of immigration in France and the way in which immigrants have helped shape French society over time. But the museum almost didn't open at all. After Nicolas Sarkozy was elected president in May 2007, he announced that he was going to establish a department devoted to immigration, integration, and national identity.
The wording of the mission statement talked about that department being responsible for national heritage and the memory of migration and historical work. So really the government trying to put its tentacles into that whole area.
Robert Aldrich, along with scores of other historians, signed a petition, which was printed in the French newspaper Liberation, that condemned President Sarkozy's plans for a Department of National Identity. And a group of historians involved in the development of the new Immigration Museum demonstrated their opposition by resigning from the project. Historian Nancy Green is back on the board of the Cité Nationale, but she was one of those who resigned in protest.
It was in consternation, actually, about the idea of decreeing through the naming of a ministry national identity. And it was with respect to that since we were working on this project, which had as its purpose to show a different identity of France, or to show how the way in which immigration has been part of that history of France for the last two centuries, that it seemed inconceivable to create a ministry that would have as its title the notion of national identity, particularly with regard to the way it was constructed during the political campaign and the way in which it's been used in France. So it was against the political usage of the term national identity, because, again, I think one has to put it in the context of politics in France over the last even 20 years, and the way in which the right has constructed national identity and has constructed the ideas about immigration. And unfortunately, immigration is considered not a very good thing, and national identity in a rather, I think, too monolithic sense is considered to be something that needs to be supported. To be sort of entrenched against waves of immigrants who are seen as creating a problem for this national identity. So it's in the combination of those two terms that it seems incongruous to create a ministry with that title. Furthermore, I think even historically, although most countries are concerned with their own defining their own nation, one doesn't do it at the level of the state or of the national state of creating a ministry that would impose a definition of national identity on everyone. And certainly there's a greater diversity in France than has been recognized in the past. And that is what the museum is about, is to show that diversity, in my opinion. There has been a negative connotation to the term itself in France. In fact, immigré has taken on a negative connotation. I wrote a book about immigration to the United States, and in French, and I wanted to call it immigré or immigrant, and the publisher called it émigrant, immigrants, because the word immigrant has such a negative connotation, one that is linked to poor workers. And, of course, largely the idea about immigration in France, I think particularly in the last part of the 20th century, is also tied up with colonialism, post-colonialism, and particularly the Algerian War. Algerians are one of the major groups, but also have the enormous strife around decolonization, and the Algerian War in particular has continued to create negative stereotypes about immigration. And this, we want to show, is unfounded, that the history of immigration is a history of people who have come to France, both the colonial immigrants and those who have come before, who have become part of France and who have brought with them different also cultures and things that they've added to the country as well. And this was the idea of the museum. And interestingly, it was that idea of the museum which was even supported by another person from a right party, which is Jacques Toubon, who is president of the Orientation Council of the museum, and who has been the head of the project since it was implemented a few years ago. And he, too, has said that one needs to change the idea of what immigration is about in France and to show that for a large part, over two centuries, with difficulties, with problems, etc., nonetheless, it has been a history of successive groups of immigrants who have come to stay and have brought their own cultures and ultimately their own ways of life. And little by little, they have integrated into French society and brought some things with them.
Mesdames, Messieurs, je vous souhaite la bienvenue sur le plateau de la Marche du siècle. Il y a 30 ans, le 18 mars 62 exactement, une guerre s'arrêtait avec les accords d'Évian, mais c'est un trou béant qui s'ouvrait dans notre mémoire collective.
La guerre, tout de suite, que le deuxième débat de mots croisés s'intitule Colonisation. La France doit-elle.
In recent years in France, the Algerian War and colonial history in general seems to have consumed public attention. From nightly TV stories, trawling over another war-related anniversary, to the opening of yet one more memorial devoted to the country's colonial past, be it Algeria or Indochina. But this interest in colonialism is quite a recent thing in France. When historian Jacques Frémaux was a young scholar, his interest in colonial history was considered an oddity.
The interest for colonial history was not very important in French historiography. Mm-hmm. It was a marginal history. When I was 22 in École Normale Supérieure, we were two shows subjects on Algeria. Me and my friend Guy Pervillet.
Only two.
Yes. All the rest wanted about social or political history of France, but not about colonization.
Colonial history is a small discipline in France, but it's one that has attracted a lot of tension and that's been growing in recent years. What's really interesting is the attention to French colonial history outside of France, in North America, in Britain, and to a much lesser extent here. I think that many of the students and academics overseas see colonial history as a way to understand French history in a different way, to look at questions of liberty, equality, fraternity, to look at questions of culture and multiculturalism in a way that maybe the French themselves haven't examined. And some of the most interesting, some of the most exciting works in colonial history have actually been done outside of France. It's interesting that a lot of the French rediscovery of the Vichy past came from a book published by an American historian called Robert Paxton, which really forced the French to rethink that period in their history. And perhaps some of this work now being done outside France about the colonial period will instigate a growth in colonial history inside France.
De l'histoire coloniale, les historiens au fond de la colonisation sont pas malheureux. On parle dans les journaux, on passe à la télévision.
There is a fabulous open discussion about the history of colonization. The historians are in the newspapers and they are discussed on television. So people are happy. But at the same time, I feel that there is a certain weakness in the history of colonization, which is due to three elements. The first element is, I think, that pressure from the media with its social demands. There is a focus on the war in Algeria, but there is little research done on the duration of colonial history itself. Whole areas are sideswiped, like the history of Indochina, for example, or Morocco, or Tunisia. They obtain only a little attention. It is therefore a rather unbalanced history, in both a geographical and a chronological sense. Secondly, the debate seems to me to be essentially a debate about memorials. And this is a real debate with my colleagues. And this over-focusing on memorial aspects poses a number of problems, since we tend to overstress the importance of memory in the place of archives and documentary evidence. I don't say that we should not use memory or souvenirs, but that it is insufficient insofar as they are permanent reconstructions, and that they say much more about what we think today than what we were or did yesterday. So there are certain biases like this which create a certain bias in the history of colonization. Basically, we can paint a pretty picture of Algeria, say it was fabulous, all the communities were mixed, there wasn't any racism, it was prosperous, which is evidently false. Or we could depict colonialism as a form of totalitarianism. We could compare it to all the excesses of, well, Nazi practices during the Second World War. These are still two extremes in which the historian does not recognize himself.
Voilà, il y a deux extrêmes dans lesquels je crois l'historien ne se reconnaît pas complètement, voire pas du tout.
Le colonialisme, après avoir cherché par tous les moyens à éviter le débat sur la question algérienne à l'ONU, tentera de démontrer que le FLN n'est que l'expression d'une minorité.
How much voice have those on the conservative side of this debate been given in France?
The conservatives certainly have been engaging in an effort to suggest that colonialism was different from how it was sometimes imagined. And even colonial historians admit that it's not a question of good versus bad, of righteous victims and evil perpetrators of crimes. It's much more complex than that. Indeed, there's a huge area of the spectrum between resistance and collaboration. There are many aspects of colonialism that don't fit neatly into either of those paradigms. And I think many people now accept this, even on the left in politics and historical writing. What you do see with some conservatives is a kind of nostalgia for empire. In fact, there's a word for it that combines Algeria with nostalgia and comes out as nostalgérie, a misty-eyed view of the good old days of drinking Pernod in cafes in Algiers under the Mediterranean sun. Well, that is probably a memory that is imagined, that for some may have been real, but that is a very superficial impression of the extraordinary complexities of colonialism.
Le révisionnisme.
Oui. C'est revisionisme conservatif ou nostalgie.
Oui. Je me sens impliqué parce que on dit que.
Well, I feel rather involved here since I am often tagged as a revisionist historian. And I declare myself a revisionist historian, since I believe that an historian is revisionist, by definition. If we aren't revisionists, we are not historians. It is because we ask new questions. So history is a permanent intellectual reconstruction. By that I mean that there are established facts, and each historian adds, he hopes, some extra elements of knowledge. But the word revisionist is a little ambiguous. The problem in France is that semantically one tends to slide towards the word negationist. The negationists are the people who claim that, for example, the extermination camps did not exist during the Second World War, that there was no genocide of the Jews, homosexuals, and gypsies, etc. So, in this case, one needs to be very careful of one's choice of words. I think that in history, historians need to be permanently questioning themselves and enlarge the core of knowledge by opening new roads. So, if that is what it means to be a revisionist, well, I'm fine with that. If it is to say that colonization was fabulous and brought happiness to the populations, then we are no longer in the revisionism or in history. We are in a sort of dream world or politics, but it is quite something else.
Daniel Lefebvre. Historians in contemporary France, especially those who research colonial history, have increasingly found themselves caught up in this public debate and sometimes themselves the subject of intense scrutiny. Historian Benjamin Storer found this out after he received death threats in response to his writing on the legacies of the Algerian War. He'd managed to anger not only the old guard on the French side, but also Algerian Islamists. Storer ended up spending several years living in Morocco as a result of the death threats. So does his own experience suggest that wading into these debating wars about colonial history in France might be a dangerous business.
Dangerous, yes. This is because there is a lot of passion in the debate. Now, however, it is more or less over, since my name is too well known in France for me to be able to be silenced. So I continue to write. Life goes on, and all of that. I know there are a lot of problems about what I write, of course.
History is very much in the public domain in France, and someone like Storer, who is the leading historian of colonial Algeria, is a public intellectual of the sort of which we have very few in Australia. He's not the only one, though. There's a French historian of slavery who a couple of years ago was sued because of a law that declares slavery a crime against humanity, because he had argued legitimately, in most historians' views, that many Africans collaborated in slave trading. He was taken to court by a group of people who said that he had apologized for a crime against humanity.
Robert Aldrich, who studies French colonial history from the Relative Security of Sydney University. He's become interested recently in the ways in which colonialism in history and memory can be read through the buildings, sites and memorials devoted to this past in France.
Colonial museums, colonial street names, statues of the great and good of the colonial effort, various other signs that were meant to show off to the common person this colonial mission, civilizing mission of France. What I then studied was the ways that those monuments were changed or metamorphosed after colonialism, and how France has now in recent years been putting up new monuments. For instance, a new Algerian War Memorial in 2002, or just this year, a memorial to French slaves.
And what sort of interpretation was given to those more recent memorials? I mean, was it a more nuanced interpretation of that war?
Perhaps so. The Algerian memorial in Paris, in some ways similar to old war memorials, set apart, fairly dramatic, with the names of soldiers, but they're resolutely untriumphalist. There's no phrase, for example, of the sort, "to the glorious dead." There's not much sense of heroism, of celebration. But even that memorial has been somewhat controversial, because when it was opened, one of the French newspapers pointed out that several of the soldiers whose names scrolled through are thought to have committed torture in Algeria. This shows, I think, how in memorialization, as in other areas of memory work, as the French call it, they're contested memories, they're controversies about legacies. There is not, and perhaps there shouldn't be, consensus about the past.
You've been listening to the second program in the series History Under Siege: Battles Over the Past. The sound engineer was Kerry Dell.